Joining us to talk about all of that is State House Representative Greg Meyer, who represents Orange County in the State House of Representatives. Greg, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. Thanks for having me back.
And before we get into the budget, I mentioned Valerie Fouché making the announcement that she's running for Congress, and I know you've got an announcement you're making this morning,
too. Well, I have given my full-throated endorsement to Valerie to be our next member of the U.S. House of Representatives. I have so deeply appreciated her representation of our community in the Senate, the House, the county commissioners, and the school board before that, and definitely support her. And I am proud to announce this morning, right here on WCHL, that I'm going to seek to replace Valerie in the North Carolina State Senate. It's a new Senate district. It incorporates all of Orange County, Caswell County, and Person County. I currently represent about half of Orange County and Caswell County, so it gives me a little bit of new territory, and especially I'm proud that I would have the chance to represent Chapel Hill and Carrboro, which I've not done before, even though my roots are here from my time working in the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools.
What all went into the thought process of do I run for Senate or stay in the House?
The chance to represent my entire community and not just part of the community is a big part of it. I already feel like I represent Chapel Hill and Carrboro. I talk to so many people and show up at the Chapel Hill and Carrboro meetings with the local elected officials here to try and figure out what we can do to support the community and the legislature, et cetera. But also, you know, everyone who follows North Carolina legislative politics knows that the Senate is where the action is. And we need someone who can represent this community in the North Carolina Senate to be fighting for the values that this community has. And I think we're in a time where we really need someone who approaches it really in the way that Senator Fouché did, in the way that I hope to, listening, trying to unite people, find common ground, but also be bold, be willing to stand up for what you believe in. And I'm ready to be right in the middle of the action in the Senate.
What shape are you hoping that will take? What are the key issues for the next couple of years?
You know, North Carolina, I think, has the major issues are not going to change a whole lot from what they have been. We continue to have people who need access to health care. We have a huge challenge with our schools in terms of fully funding our schools statewide, supporting teachers and trying to get through this period of extreme teacher fatigue and fill the teacher pipeline back up. North Carolina has to make some major decisions about the climate crisis and what we're going to do to play our role in turning that around. We had one good piece of legislation on that, but there's so much more work to be done there. And then even today in the House, we're going to be fighting over elections again. And so, you know, with gerrymandering and Republican attempts to restrict the right to vote, we're going to continue to have battles on that. And I think people really do care about how their voice is heard, and that issue is going to continue to be a big one.
Speaking with State House Representative Greg Meyer, announcing this morning that he's going to be running for state Senate. Valerie Fouché, the state senator, announcing yesterday that she's running for Congress. So all of those moves being announced roughly at the same time. And all of this is kind of coming on the heels of redistricting. And I know the General Assembly has passed new district maps, but those are, I've said I've written them in pencil because there are several legislative or several judicial challenges, legal challenges to that. And I have to ask because everyone is kind of thinking about, like, do I run or do I not? How much are you looking at the legal fight over district lines and trying to make the decision based on, like, how the districts are going to shake out?
So the gerrymandering lawsuits are probably the single most important thing that's going to happen in North Carolina politics in the next year or two and maybe 10 years, depending how long they take to play out. But they probably won't impact Orange County's Senate and congressional districts because of the rules of how districts are drawn. The districts in Orange County are probably pretty set. The places where there's more likely to be a redraw of the maps are in, nearby would be in Durham County, Wake County, Guilford County, Forsyth County. But we're probably likely to stay relatively the same. And the Senate district in particular probably can't change at all since it's three whole counties. It's Orange, Caswell, and Person in their entirety.
This is, I know a lot of people are looking at potentially running for state Senate. So I think this is going to be the first really significant primary fight that you've had to go through. What are your thoughts about that?
It will be. That's right. I mean, democracy has elections. So let's have an election. That's great.
Speaking with State House Representative Greg Meyer, again making the announcement this morning that he's running for state senate in 2022. Much more on that as we get further into the election cycle. A lot happening in Raleigh this week as well, including a final passage likely today for the state budget, first actually passed budget in several years. Some provisions that I know Democrats are happy about, others that Democrats are kind of not happy about, but many of them voting for anyway. What are your thoughts on the budget?
I think there's a lot of people in North Carolina who are just glad to have a budget. There certainly are teachers, state employees who are ready for any type of raise. But the raises that people are getting is really far short of what we could afford to do and what we probably should do. And the overall amount of education funding that is in this budget compared to what the courts have recently ordered us to put in through the Leandro constitutional lawsuit, we're just not there. So I'm really disappointed that we're in a time where we had unprecedented budget surpluses. We've talked about this on your show before. I mean, we had $8.5 billion in the bank as this budget gets ready to be passed. And there's so many transformational, bold things that we could do for North Carolina. And this is really an incremental budget. So in the art of the compromise, you know, Governor Cooper is going to sign it, but it's not bold enough for me, and I'm not voting for this budget.
Mm-hmm. What goes into the decision just among Democrats? I know Governor Cooper made the announcement a couple of days ago that he's going to sign it, and Democrats, I think for the most part in the state Senate, probably about a little bit more than 50-50 split, or ended up voting for it. What went into the discussions among Democrats about do we vote for it or do we not?
I think that for some people, it's about what's coming home to your community, and there certainly are some communities around the state that are getting huge investments because of this budget. Mm-hmm. And for other people, it's kind of about how does it balance out. And I make my decisions based on four criteria that I came up with a while back with a group of fourth graders at Estes Hills Elementary. But does it make us safer, healthier, more fair, more prosperous? This budget does a lot for safer and healthier. It's really got some great stuff for mental health in it, for instance. I don't think it makes us more fair or more prosperous because there's $3 billion in tax cuts in it when we really need that money to be supporting schools, healthcare, some of the challenging issues around affordable housing, for instance, that we really could do transformational things on. When you're taking $3 billion out of taxes for forever and ever to come, then we're not more prosperous. We're really going to struggle to meet North Carolina's basic needs. So, to some people, they think that, the investment and having the budget there, this is good enough to agree to. As I said, it's just not bold enough for me.
What have you heard from constituents?
I heard from a lot of teachers over the course of this week, and I asked every one of them who I heard from, what do you think I should do? And they all said vote against it. I'm sure there are other teachers who are like, please just get me a raise and they'll take it. But I was interested, to hear what they had to say. I think that the constituents who talked to me about mental health services are pretty happy with this budget. I think that there's a lot of people in rural Orange and Caswell County who have talked to me about broadband, and there is a lot of money in this budget for broadband. So they're going to be pretty happy about that. It's definitely one of those cases, as we often say in politics, you never get everything that you want, and the budget will do a lot of good for people.
Speaking with State House Representative Greg Meyer, and we got to wrap up this conversation, but as we do, the other big thing, not actually in the legislature now, and not, as you mentioned, included in the budget, is funds for the Leandro plan, but that is in the courts, and we are now, with the budget passing the way it is, presumably likely to get another order from the judge in Raleigh, Judge Lee, ordering executive officials to now take funds out of reserves and allocate that, which will likely lead to another appeal, but we're following that. What are your thoughts on the Leandro plan as things stand and the fact that we've gotten to this point with judges ordering executive officials to take action because we're not getting it from the General Assembly?
I mean, it's kind of ridiculous, isn't it, that we're going to fund schools based on a judge's order rather than just doing the right thing because the legislature would act to fund schools? I mean, you cannot have a prosperous state without a highly educated populace. And North Carolina became the most prosperous state in the Southeast in the 20th century by investing in a strong public education system. So it's really disappointing to me that we get to this place where the courts have to step in. But if the courts have to step in, if that's what it takes to get kids an education, then that's why we have the guarantee to a sound basic education in our Constitution, and the court's job is to make sure that our Constitution gets upheld. So if they have to take that action, then I hope we take that action.
One of the things that I've learned recently is that other states have also done the same thing, like funded the schools through judicial order, which surprised me and didn't surprise me all at the same
time. Yeah, I mean, and as is happening here, there's always a lot of tension between the different branches about just how much can the judicial branch do, and it does create sometimes prolonged stalemates between those branches. But, you know, we've been having that type of tension between our executive and legislative branch, and now we throw the judicial branch. It's no surprise, but as we head into the elections next year, courts are important too.
Speaking with State Representative Greg Meyer, and as we wrap up this conversation, final thoughts about the run for state senate next year.
Well, I'm very proud of my record representing Orange and Caswell counties. It's interesting to represent the most highly educated county in the state and one of the least highly educated counties in the state. I really feel like I have learned a lot about who lives in North Carolina and what they want. And I look forward to expanding that representation to all of Orange County and also adding in Person County. And as I said, for the listeners here on WCHL, I've tried to represent people in Chapel Hill and Carrboro as best I can, even though I haven't been your state representative, but I would be proud to truly represent you in the state senate.
Much more on the election, the Leandro plan, and the budget as they continue to develop. We'll follow it all here. State Representative Greg Meyer, thank you as always for being with us today.
Thanks, Aaron.